The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young, Jr., a ministry-supported program of Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida, where Bishop Preston Leonard is the international bishop. Dr. Young is the executive pastor at Christ Gospel Church, as well as an accomplished musician, author, and certified family counselor. The Crucified Message is a weekly radio ministry that seeks to build bridges in our community through love, compassion, and mercy, encouraging listeners to receive the Savior, the Lord, Jesus Christ, and serve as faithful stewards until His soon return. The hope and prayer of today's program is to bring hope in the face of hopelessness by pointing to the cross of Jesus where He was crucified. We are so glad the story didn't end there. He died, but rose again so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. To learn more about Christ Gospel Church, visit ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org.
I heard a story about a young man who was studying ornithology, the study of birds, and he had a very tough professor. When he came in for a test, the professor gave him 25 pictures of birds' feet and told him he had to name the birds by looking at their feet. The student yelled,
"I'm not going to do this. Nobody can pass this test."
"Okay," said the professor. "Then you will fail the class."
"So go ahead and fail me,"
the student replied. "All right. What's your name?" asked the professor. So the student took off his shoes and showed the professor his feet and said,
"You tell me."
Sometimes we expect others to pass tests that we are not able to pass. A test is an assessment given to establish the quality, performance, and reliability of something. Before a product is introduced for widespread use, the maker of that product typically runs many tests to ensure it will stand up to the scrutiny of its potential use. Even though tests are good indicators of one's knowledge, it doesn't define the person's overall abilities. You see, a person can fail a test and still pass the class. A person can fail a test and still graduate. A test is a snapshot in time that focuses on a particular area of knowledge. In other words, it's only a test. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that life is full of tests, life is full of challenges, but we thank you that you are our great professor, our great teacher, our master teacher, who teaches us what we need to pass each test. Father, look on us now. Give us rhema word from heaven. Help us to be more like you in the image of your Son. These and other blessings in Jesus' name, amen. Our text today will be Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 8.
"Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you." So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. But Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Verse 8, and Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering." So the two of them went together.
Today, my topic is, it's only a test. It's only a test. At 75 years old, God meets Abram and tells him to leave his father's house, his country, and go to a land he would show him. God also promised Abram a son in his old age. While waiting on the promise, Sarai and Abram, whom God was testing, tried to help God out. You see, Sarai gave Hagar, her handmaid, to Abram to have a baby. They cheated on the test. Have you ever cheated on a test? Now, please don't answer that too loud. When I was in school, if you got caught cheating on the test, they would put a big fat zero and you would fail the test. You see, a test is designed to let the teacher know what you know and do not know. In other words, how much you paid attention to what he or she was teaching in the class. In Genesis 12:7, it says, "Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, 'To your descendants I will give you this land.' And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him." God promised to give the land of Israel to Abram's descendant, his children. Now, even though Abram didn't have any children in chapter 12, the fact that Abram built an altar to the Lord indicates his agreement and acceptance of God's word. We cannot help God. No, he's omniscient. He's all-knowing. He is omnipotent, all-powerful. He is omnipresent everywhere at the same time. God is sovereign. He can do what he wants to, when he wants to whom he wants to. Fast forward another 25 years. At 100 years old, Abraham and Sarah has a son named Isaac, called the promised son. By this time, Abraham has two sons. You see, Ishmael was born from Abraham's potential through Hagar, but Isaac was born from God's promise through Sarah. Abraham loved Isaac. In our text, some 12 to 15 years after Isaac is born, God tells Abraham, "Take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." Now, this was not easy for Abraham. Some people wonder how Abraham in his old age could travel 3 days and climb up Mount Moriah and sacrifice his beloved son. Even though Abraham had his doubts, and I'm sure he had questions, and he pondered over why would God ask him to do this, I believe Abraham made up his mind that Isaac was already dead before he left home. Before he left home, he determined that he would obey God no matter what it cost him. Many of us today, we struggle in the natural realm because we haven't decided to trust God in the spiritual realm. All of us have an Isaac. This is something you love that you are allowing to gradually take the place of God. Somebody's Isaac is their job. They're always there working day and night. Somebody's Isaac may be social media, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, always taking your time. Somebody's Isaac may be their children, where they pamper them and give them everything they want. Others may have an Isaac of Mammon. Oh, the mighty dollar bill. But whatever the Isaac is, don't put your Isaac before God, because God may require you to offer up Isaac. Genesis 22:6, and Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both together. Notice something. Isaac was strong enough to carry several pieces of chopped wood up the mountain, some 2.2 miles. This would imply that Isaac was a strong teenager. Look at verse 7. But Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said,
"My father."
And he said,
"Here I am, my son."
Then he said,
"Look, I see the fire. I see the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?"
Now, Isaac was also old enough to understand how to make a Jewish sacrifice. Many speculate that Isaac at this time is between 12 and 17 years old. Verse 8, Abraham says,
"My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering."
Now, earlier in the text, if you recall, Abraham tells his two servants, "Y'all wait right here. Me and Isaac are going up to worship, to sacrifice, and we will return." Now, that's some crazy faith. That God is telling you to sacrifice your lovely son, but yet you're telling your servants, "We're going to go up and sacrifice." God then already told him to sacrifice Isaac, but he's saying, "We're going to come back." Rather, he is saying, "We're going to come back both alive, or one of us is going to be dead. We are coming back." Brothers and sisters, please don't leave. I'll be right back after this short break to finish this lesson. Hi, this is Dr. Young, pastor at Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg. After Lazarus died, Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Remember, he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Abraham is now old, at least 110 years old, and Isaac is a young, strong man. He could have easily overpowered his old father, but nowhere do we read that Isaac tried to get away from his father. You see, Isaac was willing to carry the wood that he would be sacrificed on. That's heavy. How many of you are willing to carry the wood for your own sacrifice? Can I say it a different way? How many of you are willing to pray for the person who is speaking evil of you? How many of you are willing to love that person who has assassinated your character, who misused and abused you? Are you willing to carry the wood for your own sacrifice? Yes, Isaac was willing to carry the wood for his own sacrifice. Did you know that it is our reasonable service to place our flesh upon the altar of God? Romans 12:1 reminds us, says, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Brothers and sisters, we must be willing to bring our agenda, our desires, especially those that are not like the Lord Jesus Christ, put it on the altar and let the fire of the Holy Spirit burn it out of us. Abraham lifts up the knife, no doubt with tears running down his cheeks. After waiting 100 years for the promised son, and now the same God who gave him this promised son is asking him to sacrifice him. Doesn't really make a lot of sense. But in obedience to God's word, he raises up his hand toward heaven. And as he starts bringing his hand down toward the earth, listen to what the angel of the Lord said unto him in Genesis 22:11. The angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said,
Abraham, Abraham.
And Abraham said, Here I am. And he said,
Do not do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.
In other words, God told Abraham, Abraham, this was only a test. What Abraham didn't know is while he and Isaac was coming up on one side of the mountain, God sent a ram up on the other side of the mountain. Yes, on one side of the mountain, pain was coming up. But on the other side of the mountain, provision was coming up. On one side of the mountain, heartache was coming up. But on the other side of the mountain, healing was coming up. On one side of the mountain, grief was coming up. But on the other side of the mountain, gladness was coming up. On one side of the mountain, dismay was on its way up. But the other side there was deliverance. One side of the mountain had brokenness coming up. But on the other side, blessings was coming up. Abraham never saw the ram until his faith was activated. The ram was not provided until Abraham needed it. God doesn't always come when you want him. God doesn't always come when you call. But God is always on time. If you don't have what you have been praying for, then what this means is you don't need it yet. Somebody missed that. I'm going to say that again. If you've been praying for something and you don't have it, it simply means you don't need it yet. Someone asked, where was the teacher? Where was Jesus during my test? When I was going through all of the pain and the shame, where was Jesus? He was there. Remember, the teacher is always quiet during the test. Those who grew up in the 60s and 70s may remember that there were only three major TV stations. There were ABC, NBC, and CBS. Channels 3, 10, and 11. You may also remember hearing something like this. The broadcaster would come over the air and say,
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
And then this would be followed by some annoying two-tone dissonant sound. The announcer would then say,
If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you've just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions.
Brothers and sisters, today I want to encourage you by saying, whatever you're going through, this is only a test. All that pain that you feel in your body, it is only a test. All the job loss that you are going through, it is only a test. Today, I want to encourage you by saying whatever, oh, praise God, whatever you are going through right now, It's only a test. For the next 60 seconds, heaven is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. You see, if this was an actual emergency, God himself would come down from heaven, show up himself, and tell you what to do. But this is only a test. Brothers and sisters, you don't have to worry. No, you don't have to fret. You see, your friends, they will come, and friends, they will go. But my God, somebody said, my God has never failed me yet. Somebody may be saying, Dr. Young, my father and mother, they forsook me. But I'm here to let you know they may have walked away from me. Ah, when my father and mother forsake me, then the Lord will pick me up. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. I can hear somebody say, the Lord has brought me from a mighty long way. Yes, he's open doors that were closed in my face. Yes, when my enemies were messing with me, he made my enemies leave me alone. When I feel that I'm all alone, he walks with me. Yes, he talks with me. He tells me that I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Somebody may be saying, Dr. Young, I've been sick. Well, I want you to know that he'll be a doctor in the sick room. Somebody may be in trouble today, but he will be a lawyer in the courtroom. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of the storm. I feel my help coming. He's a bridge over troubled waters. He's a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. Somebody is hungry today, but he's bread when you're hungry. He is water when you're thirsty. He's a lily in the valley. And yes, he's the bright and morning star. He'll be your friend when you're friendless. He's comfort when you need a comforter. Eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. Neither have it entered the hearts of men the good things that God has in store for them. Oh, I've decided. I said, I've decided to make Jesus. I've decided to make Jesus my choice. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, whatever you want to do, I'll be satisfied. If you have to hurt me to heal me, go ahead and hurt me. If you have to bruise me to bless me, whatever you have to do. If you have to knock me down to raise me up. If you have to take me out to bring me back in. Do whatever you need to do in order to be satisfied. Oh, somebody is looking at me funny today. You see my glory, but you don't know my story. You don't know where God has brought me from. He brought me from a mighty long way. If nobody else wants to tell him thank you, if nobody else wants to praise the Lord, I will open my mouth and bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know whatever you're going through is only a test.
We hope you've enjoyed The Crucified Message with Dr. Tony Young Jr. from Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, Florida. The Crucified Message is a listener-supported program. Your generous gifts are needed to help meet the goals of providing solid Bible-based teaching that will strengthen the walk of those already following Jesus. and through the power of the Holy Spirit, draw others into a saving relationship with Him. You can help support the Crucified Message at ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. That's ChristGospelSt.Pete.org. Or mail your gift to Christ Gospel Church of St. Petersburg, 2512 22nd Avenue South, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33712. Your support is a true blessing to Bishop Preston Leonard, Dr. Tony Young Jr., and the Crucified Message Ministry.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.